many violinists does it take to perform Beethoven's Violin Concerto? Normally, one will do, but what happens if you add a second violinist to the mix? Magic. Now it helps if one plays the fiddle while the other wields the baton. And that's just what happened in January 1953, when celebrated Polish violinist Henryk Schering made his recording debut in Paris. It was, in fact, a double debut, because legendary French violinist Jacques Thibaud was on the podium for the first and only time in his distinguished career. On this Analog Masters podcast from 91.3 WUKY, Schering and Thibaud perform the Beethoven Concerto. I'm Tom Goodell. Henryk Schering was born in Warsaw in 1918, but studied violin in Berlin. Later in Paris, he befriended Jacques Thibaud, from whom he learned a great deal. When World War II broke out, Schering discontinued his studies to join the Polish government in exile. His official duties quickly took him to Mexico, where he helped find homes for over 4,000 Polish refugees. Schering instantly fell in love with Mexico and became a citizen. In 1954, another Polish refugee, Arthur Rubinstein, gave a recital in Mexico City. Schering went backstage, and Rubinstein asked Schering to play for him. Rubinstein later recalled that Schering's playing of Bach reduced me to tears. Thank you. The Prelude from Partita in E by Bach, played by Henrik Schering from a Columbia Odyssey LP. Rubinstein encouraged Schering to resume his international concert career and introduced the violinist to Saul Hurock. The rest, as they say, is history. Schering's dear friend Jacques Thibault was the epitome of French elegance and grace. While he had a fantastic career as a violin soloist, he perhaps did his best work in the realm of chamber music with his friends Alfred Cortot and cellist Pablo Casals. The Scherzo from the First Piano Trio by Mendelssohn, Jacques Thibault violin, Alfred Cortot piano, and Pablo Casals cello. Thibault's gifts extended well beyond the violin, and as it turns out, he was also a sensitive and sympathetic conductor. As far as I know, he assumed this role only once, as Henrik Schering's accompanist in their splendid 1953 recording of Beethoven's Violin Concerto. There have been countless recordings of this music. Shearing himself went on to make at least 2 commercial recordings with far more experienced conductors. But, as Shearing told me in a 1979 interview, this version was his favorite by far. It's so much more than a mere performance. It's an intimate conversation between old friends which we are privileged to share. Alas, there would be no encore from this remarkable team. Thibaut died in a plane crash just a few short months later. From the Monitor LP, this is Beethoven's Violin Concerto. Henrik Shearing, the soloist, with Jacques Thibaut conducting the Conservatory Concert Society Orchestra of Paris.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Beethoven's Violin Concerto, in the only recording to unite two great violinists and dear friends, soloist Henrik Schering and conductor Jacques Thibault. That's a Monitor LP. On our next Analog Masters podcast from 91.3 WUKY, we are back in the USSR to uncover even more Russian ties and hear Vasily Kalinnikov's charming First Symphony. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell. We'll be right back.